Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. So, if your friends can't hear the show, they don't have an affiliate, a station, in other words, or they live somewhere that they can't get it, you got to tell them how you can listen to the network and listen to Pharrell on a Bench. You can get the radio.com app free in the App Store. It's fantastic. It's got CBS Sports Radio right on it. Boom. You're in business. The CBS Sports app does the exact same thing. It's also free. We're also on Apple Music. Just search CBS Sports Radio. We also stream on our network website, CBSSportsRadio.com. So there's four great ways that you can listen to the show or to CBS Sports Radio, the network, 7 days a week, 365. Always on, always kicking ass and taking names. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store. It's also free. Just go in, search the I Am Scott Pharrell app. I think you'll dig it. It's got everything you could possibly imagine concerning the show and what we do and all of the ways to check us out and see us and video streams and Pharrellavision and chat rooms and PharrellOnABench.com, the picks, our daily fantasy rosters, all of our social media. It's all on the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store, free. Get it. Don't forget, later tonight, we'll have, I believe, the newest Snapchat. Follow us there, Pharrell on Bench. One word, Pharrell on Bench. You spell my name, F as in football, E-R-R-A-L-L. Flurry making some huge saves on the Penguins here in the third period, 5 minutes in. They've been attacking him left and right. They're flying all over the ice and shooting on Flurry. He's made brilliant saves one after the next. Still 1-1 in Vegas. Also, the Instagram following is on Ben CBS. Do we get any kind of a response to the Instagram photo we put up last night, Carver High? Any reaction at all?
Plenty of likes.
There you go. And then we've been doing the Snapchat again. We got a lot going on here. And I've already mentioned tonight, I'll say it again. Sunday, allegedly, there'll be a Facebook Live showing, allegedly, of Carver High during the Miami-Buffalo game in Shuffleafta at Rich Stadium. And then I'll be doing, allegedly, a Facebook Live viewing on Facebook.com/Pharrell on a Bench on the Steelers-Pats game, which is the late afternoon game of the week in the NFL from Heinz Field that everybody's going to be watching and talking about. So did you see this list I sent you today, Carver High, about the highest paid players in the NFL?
I did see it.
Stafford and Andrew Luck are the highest paid players in the NFL.
Well worth it.
Yeah, it must be great paying Andrew Luck that $27 million to never play. You know what I mean? I mean, you figure that's just a steal. They look fantastic tonight, the Colts.
I think they did the right thing by not rushing him back and playing him this year. I think it's best for them what they did, and he's going to come back
better than
100%
ever
next year.
Are they going to? When are they going to fire Pagano? Tomorrow? Or wait till the end?
Probably the end of the year. They're going to wait till the end.
Black Monday?
Yeah.
What a disaster that's turned into, right? I mean, Denver beat them tonight on Thursday Night Football. And easily, right? What was it, 25-13 or something like that?
And the Colts were up, what, 10-0 early in the game?
I think so. Matt Stafford this year making $34.5 million. Lions signed him to a five-year, $135 million extension with a league record, $92 million of overall guarantees during the preseason. His $50 million signing bonus is the largest ever for an NFL player. Can you believe that? I mean, imagine what they're going to do when they really have to pay someone that's, I mean, really kick-ass. You know what I mean? I think I like Stafford. I won't deny. I think he's a really good quarterback, right? I like him. He wins a lot of games. He's a great fourth quarter comeback quarterback, right? He throws a lot of late game touchdowns. He wins games. He comes from behind and wins games. You cannot deny that, right? He is a good quarterback. I don't think there's any denying that either. Do you have a problem at all with the size of that contract for him? Do you think he should be making $34 million? And what did he – I mean, that's just unbelievable. $92 million guaranteed of it and $50 million just to sign it. I mean, that's unbelievable. $50 million just to sign it. Do you think he's worth the highest paid player in the league?
It's weird with the NFL and the quarterbacks. It seems like the title of highest paid player in the league changes almost every 6 months who it is. And
what do you think Garoppolo's going to get?
Well, I don't think Garoppolo's going to go that high, but I mean – all you got to do is look at examples like what Cousins is getting on the franchise tag this year to see that the
23.9
quarterbacks
million.
Get paid a lot of money. And we know that Brady's been taking a bit of a discount for a while now from the Pats to give them salary cap flexibility. Aaron Rodgers, if Matt Stafford's getting 34, what should Aaron Rodgers get on the open market if Stafford's getting 34?
I mean, I would say at least $37 million. How about JPP of the Giants making $22.5 million? For what? He's not worth $2 million. I mean, have you seen him do anything at all since they signed him to that deal after he cut his hand off? He blew it off with a firecracker, and they still signed him. How dumb was that?
And with how much money they signed the rest of, you know, some of the big-name players on that defense when they brought them in through free agency, it's amazing that he makes that much. You know, it's really about pass rushers and quarterbacks because so many other positions just get nothing. I mean, receiver you'll get into the double digits as far as millions, but running backs right now, unless you're a complete elite guy, you're not making more than, you know, $8 million a year.
Yesterday they gave JPP $10 million. They owed him two payments of $10 million each, one at the beginning of the season, and then they paid him another one 2 days ago. What is today? Today was the 14th, right? They paid him yesterday $10 million. Has he done anything on that defense this year at all? Seriously.
None of them have.
Right, like none of them.
He's got 19... solo tackle, 19 assist tackles, 59 combined, 6.5 sacks so far this year.
Jeez, does that sound to you like a guy worth $22 million?
No.
Well, that's not my fault he's got 3.5 fingers. Listen, he blew his hand off, and then they signed him to that fat deal. So don't you
can't. True, it was after he blew his hand off.
They signed it after, so I don't even want to hear it that, like, we're supposed to feel sorry for him that he, because he got that fat deal after he blew his hand off. That's not my point here. My point is, let's say he had all his fingers. I still don't think he's worth it. He's not, I mean, if you're making $22 million on defense, I mean, like Von Miller is, don't you think you need at least 10 sacks? I mean, 10 at least already. I'm saying 12 for a season's good in the NFL. If you get 12, when you have 6, you're half of that. So at 6, to me, you're worth $12 million.
He's currently tied for 34th in the league in sacks.
Thanks. I didn't even know that, and you just hammered home my point. I just think 6 sacks is terribly bunk for a guy making $22 million. And I am critical. And you know what? Why don't you worry about your team's game with Miami this week and let me stick to being mean to people that blew their hands off?
When did I say?
Don't even start with me. Do the Facebook Live. Worry about your team winning championships.
I agree with you that they shouldn't have given him money.
All right,
I don't care how many fingers he has. I also, since you brought up Von Miller, think that Von Miller...
He's overpaid?
I'm not going to say he's overpaid. He's a Super Bowl MVP.
And his commercials are terrible.
I'll say this about him. I think he's kind of taking a year off here.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Ever since he got the money, he does nothing.
This year, and I know the Broncos stink this year, You haven't seen much of Von Miller.
How about your boy? And then they just scored Vegas on Murray, 2-1 Vegas. Slap shot, high slot. Tell me.
Mavi just told me Von Miller has 10 sacks this year. So there you go.
He's having a great year. He's an awesome player. So tell me, Mafia, your boy Mo Wilkerson's making $21.8 million. And from what I'm hearing, they're getting rid of him.
Yeah, they're not going to bring him back next year is what the word on the street is at. I mean, they have some young guys that have been working up. They have depth at that spot. You know, they already saw it last year when they got rid of Sheldon Richardson at the beginning of the season there and straight him off to Seattle. They don't like guys making too much money. They
third highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, Mo Wilkerson. What has he done?
Nothing. And you know what? They brought him back on that deal after before the beginning of last season, I think, in the offseason was when it was. And there was the big fight that, you know, they were going to trade him because he wanted all this money. They weren't going to give it to him. And then at the 11th hour before that deadline of, you know, doing long-term deals with these guys was up, they somehow snuck it in there under everyone's nose. And he got the big deal and hasn't lived up to it.
855-212-4227. Do you think Sue's worth $20 million?
No.
I mean, honestly, what is he doing?
Are any of these guys really worth what we're saying here? Really?
No, but I want to take some time tonight to hammer it home. I just want to go through these numbers and then expose them for their weak-ass numbers
and
their pathetic teams they're on.
Is there anybody on that list that you feel is worth what they're getting paid?
Kawhan Short, $20 million with
no,
the Panthers.
Come on.
He's having a great season. He's having a great.
Is there anybody on that list that you feel is worth it?
What are they paying Eric Berry? I'm just looking at the list right now. Hopkins, $24 million, Texans. I thought he was playing on a pace of $24 million. He was really doing well.
And he still kind of is, even with Savage and Yates playing.
I think Kirk Cousins is worth the .9, the 23.9. He's worth the .9, not the 23. He's worth $900,000. Thank you. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Saturday, Chicago and Detroit at Ford Field. The Bolts are at Arrowhead. Sunday, Miami, Buffalo, Green Bay, Carolina, Philly and the G-Men, Rams in Seattle. New England, Pittsburgh's a game of the day at Heinz Field. Sunday night, Dallas, Oakland. Monday night, Atlanta, Tampa. You got to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Some guy tweeted me, as you see the other day, Mavi, my picks suck. Yeah, like that Denver pick tonight and the money line and spread, just terrible. It's just terrible how many games I hit. And then all my college bowl games are up, money lines and spreads. We're going to start hitting all of those games on Saturday this weekend. All the bowl games start, so that's going to start pouring in winners there. College hoops this week, Notre Dame and Indiana on Saturday, NBA Saturday night, Oak City and the Knicks. Friday night, tomorrow night, L.A. and New York at the world's most famous here in New York. Get every pick, every sport, every game, every day on the board. Boxing and MMA as well. Daily fantasy rosters all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. 5:45 left in Vegas. 2-1 Knights over the Penguins. I did bet on the Knights in this game tonight. I took them over the Penguins. Can you imagine? Did you think you'd ever see the day that I'd bet on the Vegas Golden Knights over the Penguins?
It's clearly your love, past love for Marc-Andre Fleury. The flower is the reason why.
You're right. Bill in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Can I get a double Jack with a splash of Coke?
I got you.
Thank you. I'm just talking about that the Capitals up there and up in Boston taking the victory up there on the road when they've been playing bad.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, not that bad. They got 20 wins. So Backstrom and Ovechkin, when they score in games, you know what happens. And if Holpe makes over 30 saves in a game, you know what happens. They win. So that's that. I thought, you know, Chiasson had a couple goals as well. So they dominated that game from the jump. They came out, scored early, and I thought controlled the game. Bergeron had a couple of goals, Krejci. But Washington controlled that game tonight.
Sir, first time Cavs been out on the road and actually went for the puck.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's not that big of a deal to me. They won the game. I thought it was, you know, just another night. To be honest with you, I don't want to bum you out or anything. Let's not get too excited. It's not even Christmas, and we're, like, treating, you know, no offense to you. Like I said, it's a nice win, but, I mean, come on, Carver High. We can't get jump up and down over a NHL regular season win when they play 82 games.
Big win on the road.
Oh, God, just enormous. Stop the press. It'll probably make the seventh page of the sports page tomorrow in D.C.
Look, I'd rather get a road win tonight in Boston, like the Caps said, than losing Columbus 6-4. So,
well, I'm sure you'd rather win every game you play. I know how you are. But, you know, like I said, I don't want to bum you out or anything. I start getting excited. Like, I'm watching hockey every night. Don't get me wrong. I like watching it, right? But to me, it all starts after January 1st. You know what I mean? January, February, March are really important. April, the playoffs start. That's all I know. You can say whatever you want, but the second season is, you know, come April when they start playing. The Stanley Cup playoffs are the greatest event, I think, in sports. The tournament itself is just the most fantastic thing ever. The games are elevated to a different level. Every night it's chaos. Every night it's pressure and nail biters. Every shift is important. I just think it's fantastic. And I think that regular season NHL games are average. Just think they're, you know, it's like a, you know, decent game to watch. It's good. Like, this has been a good 2-1 hockey game. I've enjoyed it. I'm watching it. No big deal. But, like, I'm not going to lose any sleep over the fact that my Penguins lost if they lose, which they're, you know, losing right now. They're 4 minutes left. They're down 2-1. Or the fact that I bet on Vegas to beat them. So maybe the only thing I get excited about regular season hockey games, no offense, is just betting on them.
And not only that, like, for him to be so excited, I mean, yes, it's a win on the road. And Boston's a decent team right now. They got a winning record. They're not as good as they were a couple years ago, but they're getting it back together as opposed to the last couple years where they really struggled. But, I mean, Washington's the better team. You should win. It doesn't matter if it's in Boston. You're a better scoring team. You have a better record. You're 180 of your last 10. It's not like this is something that's going to break a slump and get you going. You're hot right now. You should have won the game.
They've been one of the best teams in hockey for the last several years, the Capitals, until they play the Penguins in the playoffs.
Right. They're always great in December, so this is the game they should win.
Right.
If this was in April, then yes, it's a big win for you on the road.
Right. If they were to, you know, no surprise here, although I won't deny Boston's top five in the league in goals allowed, so they've been playing strong defensively. Didn't we have McBride on the other night, and they won on a Marchand overtime goal? And so they turn around at night, right, like they turn right around and lose, right? Wasn't that last night that I had him on? And then they turned right around and lost tonight, so you never know. There you go. Very exciting. I will say, though, in this game that I think Fleury has been on top of his game. I mean, he is clearly sharper tonight than he was the other night when he lost in the shootout. And he obviously wants to beat this team. Pittsburgh, 24 shots on goal. He's allowed one goal, the Cole goal. But like I told you, in this third period, he's made 9 saves. They've outshot him 9-7 in the third, the Penguins, and he's made all the big saves. So he's obviously stoked about playing the Penguins, his old team, and he wants to beat them. And that's just all there is to it. Do you believe all these rumors that I sent you this story that they're going to have a big major shakeup coming?
Not at all.
Why not?
I don't believe it. They have allowed a lot of goals this year. There's no doubt about that. Murray's been out. They had Jarry playing for a while. I just don't believe that they're going to make major changes. They're the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champs. I think that, I mean, maybe some bit parts, some small pieces, but the main core of that team is going to be together for the rest of the year.
So they're saying like Hagelin or Ian Cole are just 2 options. Considering the former has just 5 points in 31 games, while the latter is always a healthy scratch.
Well, Haglund's a bit piece.
Right.
Ian Cole, I think, is a guy I would want to keep. I would want to hold on to him. But
so
Haglund's a bit
Crosby, piece. Malkin, Letang, Kessel, Justin Schultz, who's injured, Matt Murray, they're not going anywhere, right? But aren't they always, like literally you've seen it a bunch of times, aren't they always a team that makes a move late in the season? They always make a deal at the deadline that makes them better.
Sure, that makes them better. I don't see them getting rid of any of their major pieces, though. They'll add to what they have.
Right. So I got to tell you, this third period's been really good here. They've been going at it, both of these teams, and they have fired away at Fleury, as I told you. They've been just firing it on him, and he's made every single save. And now I think they've called a penalty on the Penguins. So with 2 minutes left in the game, Vegas is going on the power play. And that'll be that, right? I mean, they're screwed now. They got to get a shorty in. And that's the penalty right there, I guess. Might he hook him or something? Is that what they're going to call there? I don't know. Do you call that late in the game like that?
We can't see it.
Oh, really?
Still no.
Jay, do you make that call late in the game?
That's one of those.
It's already 2-1.
50-50. Could have gone either way. I would not have been offended if they did not call it.
Yeah, Ruedel with a hook with 2 minutes left. I mean, I think that's the game right there.
Yeah, that's it.
You're up 2-1 and they give you a power play?
How bad is Florida?
Why not just not call that and let the last 2 minutes tick off at 5-on-5 and make the game good? Right?
I agree with you.
Instead, they make them shorty, and there you go. I'm telling you, they have the puck, but they're down.
They pulled a goalie.
Oh, they pulled a goalie. So, but it's five still.
Five on five.
It's
now.
Still the same, right?
Yeah.
But I don't like their chances with the empty net, and they got to score a goal at even strength with the extra attacker on. You know what I mean?
And this is win number, Mikey, you know this. This is win number 20 for the for Vegas? Crickets?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it would be win number 20.
19-9-2.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing. But like I said, I took them tonight, so I'm not that surprised that they beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's been allowing goals. They've been losing. They don't matter. And I think they got, frankly, what they wanted. They got back-to-back Stanley Cups, and now they just don't care anymore. They play like they don't care, don't they? I mean, you got to admit.
The regular season doesn't matter to them.
It doesn't, but they're starting to get in a position, if you ask me, where—
Just get in. That's all that matters in hockey.
I agree with that, but they're in a position— now, I won't deny they're doing better than Detroit, Florida, Ottawa, and Buffalo, but they're barely better than Philly and Carolina. They're tied with the Rangers.
They're behind
the Islanders. You would think.
They'll make the playoffs.
You would think that they'd make it, the Penguins.
They're going to make the playoffs.
All right, so that's automatic, according to Carver High and
automatic. Not winning the cup this year, but automatic they'll make the playoffs.
All right.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Trust the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like BrakeBest and Wagner ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day. Mike in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Pharrell? Can I get a shot of beer?
Shot of beer, Embin and Iron, shot of beer, puke.
I'm from South Carolina. South Carolina, born and raised. But I got a lot of friends in New York and a lot of Giants fans as friends.
Right.
And got a little unbiased, you know, perspective on this whole Eli Manning situation. And I mean, come on, man. John Mara seems like he's just getting off clean with this whole thing. The McAdoo hire was just a bad hire. I mean, he hasn't been good since Coughlin left. You know, and I think this is what a couple Super Bowls get you, you know, even though he won them on the back of Eli and Coughlin. But, you know, to get – and it was pretty clear. When you get rid of Eli, you know, that decision comes from the very top, uses McAdoo as a fall man. I think he's fortunate that McAdoo is just so unlikable. But, I mean, John Mara, you know, a couple Super Bowls, but I haven't seen anything good out of him, out of that entire franchise, you know, in the past 5 or 6 years.
Well, they haven't played well, and Eli's been getting worse and worse. Is there anything worse when, like, I get that conversation going and the guy just calls and then hangs up?
Usually there isn't.
So I really don't have anything to say other than let me just say this. next time, talk to me. And then secondly, I think Mara is trying to save face, right? Isn't he, like, talking now like he wants to bring him back next year? This is the guy you have to remember. This is the guy that he's the reason that they benched him. Allegedly, the reason that Eli got benched for Gino was from, you know, the owner. The owner said, it's time to see what we've got. The season's over. Now this clown is saying, let's bring him back, and we want him back. You know, I don't know. I think Eli's got a lot of money on the table, right? So he might as well just stay and play here, don't you think? Like, don't you think there's some elaborate, like, it's just a pain in the ass to, like, go to some other team?
I do not think he will be on the Giants next year.
Oh, so you think he's going to go somewhere else then, like Jacksonville or?
I think he is going to ask out. I think Eli is a stand-up guy, whatever. He's not going to say anything bad right now. He's going to finish
the season out. I don't think he'll ever say anything bad.
Not publicly, he will not. But
someday he will.
This is the same guy who, you know, behind closed doors cried when his draft was up to get out of San Diego and make sure that he ended up in New York City. Behind closed doors when this season
maybe
is over.
Maybe he wasn't so dumb after all when you think about it.
Behind closed doors when this season is over, he will say, I want you to release me or trade me. I'm telling you, that guy started 210 straight games, which is a lot in this league. And he wasn't injured. And all of a sudden, he didn't start anymore. You're telling it bothers him. I know he's never going to say
publicly, I believe
that he did. He wants out of there.
So you think just because of that, he's out no matter what? He didn't let, since they put him back in there?
It's more than that. It's the way that they went about it.
Right.
It's the way that they handled it.
So by doing so, he's forcing, they forced his hand to, like, make a decision, like, I need to get out of here.
He will ask to leave.
Because of the way they treated me.
Absolutely.
Not only that, you got to remember, too, that besides the fact that the organization did this embarrassment of benching him and bringing him back with the season's loss and benching him for Geno Smith and not a kid that might be your future, you also have the fact that now you're bringing in a new GM and a new coach. And when you bring in guys like that, they want their own guys. They don't want a guy, even though as good as he has been for the organization, they don't want a guy who's on his last legs to start their franchise and what they want to build for the future. These guys are going to build towards what they want. They're going to want to find out what they can get either out of the guy that's there in Webb or bring in their own guy from the draft and start fresh.
But how pathetic are these guys that they still aren't playing Webb? Their season's over. They're terrible. They get worse every week. Their games are a waste of time. They have no chance to win, and they still don't play Webb. I mean, why even draft the guy? Why even keep him? Why even have a quarterback? I mean, just go single wing. I mean, because how stupid do you have to be, honestly, to not at least see what the kid's got now that with these three crappy games that are left? Just play him.
Right, and that was the thing about playing
Geno
over him,
like, this week. Geno Smith is not in their plans.
No, he wasn't.
All.
That's why he shouldn't have been playing. But amazingly enough, and, you know, kind of pathetically for that team, that was one of the closest games they played all season.
But it was a bad decision to begin with. Even in my opinion, they should have, if they were going to start anybody besides Eli, it should have been the kid.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Look,
why did you draft him? They didn't draft Geno. They just got him as a backup. But the kid, you drafted him, you might as well see what he's got. And you're not going to get that in practice.
And it's not like it was a late sixth or seventh round pick. I mean, it was a third round pick, which are valuable in this league. They are. And just to get back what he said about Mara and the owner, look, if there's one fan base that I'm not going to shed a tear for, it's the New York Giants, to be quite honest. I mean, they have, in the last 30 years, probably three of the most unpredictable, biggest Super Bowl upsets that you could have. They beat an undefeated team in the Super Bowl. And then they went and beat them again 4 years later. And that team never loses Super Bowls.
Right.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. They beat a Bills team in 90 that was a high-powered K-gun offense. They had no chance to win that game. Huge underdog. The Giant fan has, and I get it, you want to see your team win all the time, But the Giant fan has built up enough credit with what that team and franchise has given them over the past 20 to 30 years that they could take a couple lean years here, okay? Just take a couple and calm down.
Calm down. Bruce in Portland, Maine, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening?
Yo.
Let me get my bourbon neat, please.
Can we get him some bourbon, please? There you go.
Yeah, first time caller, fairly recently new listener.
Cool, man.
How you guys doing tonight?
Cool, brother.
I'm calling to argue AB for MVP this year, break the mold, be the first receiver ever to do it. You know, Antonio Karma Brown. What else can you say?
I think he's fabulous. There's no denying how great he is, and everybody knows it. He's the most exciting playmaker in the NFL, without a doubt. And then they'll still shaft him, I would think, even though he's done what he's done. There's all kinds of people that think Tom Brady deserves it again. So usually that's what happens, right? But I think, you know, you're not going to get an argument from me about Brown. I think he's incredible what he does. He, you know, basically carries that team. He makes big, huge plays. He wins games for him. There's no denying what he means to him. So there's a lot of people. We've had this conversation on this show. We've had this conversation this week. You know, earlier in the week, we discussed, could you see him getting the MVP? And there's, you know, a lot of people that think that he should get it, but typically they don't do it that way. They don't give it to wide receivers, right? That's just all there is to it.
The problem you're always going to have with a wide receiver trying to get that award is that they don't get the ball themselves. So there's got to be someone who gives them the ball, and that guy also throws to other guys on the team, so it's always going to be favored towards quarterbacks or running backs who have to do it themselves, you know, when they're handed the ball. It's always slanted against wide receivers because of that.
But he's the one making all the great catches. Even if the pass is bad, he's making great catches. I mean, some of the catches the guy makes are ridiculous. The catch he made against Kansas City where two guys, he was double covered and the ball spun out of the, you know, hit and up in the air and a guy came down with it and raced down the sideline. He's unbelievable. Some of the catches he makes are sickening. Like the catch he made in the game where against the Bengals when he got, you know, his head taken off in the end zone to win the game. He's unbelievable. I think a lot of the catches he makes this year are because of him and actually not because of Roethlisberger. I think he's making bigger plays out of nothing than the other way around. I think that's kind of been the case this year for a lot of the games. He's been the one making the big plays. The extraordinary play, the play that shouldn't happen, he makes happen somehow. He's just incredible. Marvin in Baltimore.
Oh, my goodness, man. Did you just have a Steelers fan on here, man?
Yeah.
Wow, man. I'm so sick of Antonio Brown, man. I'm sick of him.
Why?
Because it causes my team havoc every year, man.
That's right.
He actually knocked us out of the playoffs with that stretch, man. He's just too good for his own good.
Yeah, I agree. But those games, like that game with Baltimore on Sunday night was probably, I think it was the best game in the that I've seen on TV this year. What game was better than that?
Man, I can't believe my Joe Flacco actually woke up, man. Me and Joe Flacco have a love-hate relationship. I'm so glad he woke up for the Steelers game, man. It was an amazing game.
You don't think they're going to blow that game in Cleveland this week, do you?
Oh, man, I hope not, man. I'm praying, man. I'm saying my Hail Marys right now. I don't want them to lose the game. I want to win all these games, and that's the reason I'm calling. I want to know who's your favorite 7-6 team if they make the playoffs to go all the way. That's what I wanted to know from you, Pharrell.
Oh, so wait a minute. You're asking me which 7-6 team in the NFL is going to go all the way?
Yeah.
I'd say the only team that I think has a shot that has that record right now to go all the way would be the Chargers. That's it. That's the only team I think that has a shot to do that. That's 7-6. Not the Ravens. It's the Chargers. And it's not the Bills. I just don't like their quarterback situation enough to have them go all the way.
We're not going all the way.
Yeah.
I just want to see one extra game.
Phillip Rivers would be a guy that, you know, possibly – would you agree with that, that he would have a shot?
I'd like to see it. He's never been to one.
Who else? I don't buy the Cowboys at 7-6. I don't buy the Lions or the – I mean, I guess.
Can't Aaron Rodgers put him on his back?
I mean, he is God, right? You got the greatest of all time up in Boston, right? Our boy Brady, that's the greatest ever. And then we got God in Green Bay, the God of Green Bay. Everybody knows. He's coming back this week. We're going to watch him play in Charlotte. You can count on that. I'm going to be strapped into that game. Everybody wants to watch Aaron Rodgers play. He's a bad man. There's no doubt he's capable of lighting it up. Not only that, he throws Hail Marys that hit. I mean, what doesn't that guy do that he wants to accomplish? He accomplishes everything. Warriors just dusted off Dallas 112-97. Remember, every game they play, they're like losing or tied at halftime. Like tonight, it was 48-all at halftime. And then they blow you out. They always do this. Every game, they're tied or losing at halftime, and then they blow you out, right? I mean, it's inevitable. It's the same thing every game. The Warriors, all they do is mess around, and then when it's time to get down to business, they bury you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.